This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello.
Hello. Well, this is Old Friends Week here, which I'm going to, they'll explain in just a minute, because everybody in the studio went to high school together, except me. But let me tell you about a couple of things coming up. By now, you should know our golf is coming up next week.
Yeah.
And yes, we do have a couple of foursomes available yet. We can also accommodate some individual golfers. It's not too late to sign up. Go to CatholicRadioIndy.org. The golf is Tuesday, the 22nd, and it's at Plum Creek Golf Club in Carmel. Begins with Mass at 11, lunch, golf, dinner, everything's included. And Chris Ballard, general manager of the Colts, is going to be the speaker at dinner. So you're going to find out just what's going on with the Colts, what kind of a season they're looking at there. Also want to slide something in here just real quickly, because we just got our first check from Kroger. Now,
yay.
Why did Kroger send us money? Well, if you shop at Kroger, now we're not trying to tell you where to shop, but if you shop at Kroger and if you have a Kroger card and register that card one time and indicate that you'd like to support Catholic Radio, then you never ever have to think about it again. All you do is do your regular shopping, and every time you use your Kroger card, Catholic Radio gets a percentage of whatever you buy. It doesn't cost you anything, doesn't cost us anything, and Kroger just sent us a check for over $100.
That was probably for my shopping, I have a feeling, because I eat a lot.
But it's really easy. Just go to CatholicRadioIndy.org, and there's a big Kroger logo there. Just click on it, and just register. You go to the Kroger website. And among other things, they ask what charity you want to support. If you put in Catholic Radio Indy, you'll find it's already part of their list there, and it'll pop right up for you. So
yeah, it's super easy to do, and you only have to do it once. Then from there on,
and you
after.
Never think about it. And you think even the smallest of families, it's just my wife and I living at home now, still go to Kroger a couple times a week.
Yeah. I live there. When I'm not in Catholic Radio, I'm at Kroger. That's the truth. Okay, well, hello. I'm Bridget Ayer, and I'm in the studio with my guest, Jill Fulstrom. She works in admissions at Guerin Catholic High School, and we're going to talk about Camp Purple, right?
Absolutely.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Never been in a studio like this before.
Yeah,
it's kind of fun.
It's a really cool studio, too, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. So when I reached out to get in touch with Guerin to have someone talk about Camp Purple, because we like to talk about stuff coming up in the summer and people kind of planning, I get an email back from Jill Fulstrom, and she says, is this Bridget Curtis Ayer? And I said, yes, it is. And it turns out Jill and I went to high school.
Go Knights.
Yes,
Bishop Luers.
Bishop Luers. So, you know, the last couple shows I've talked about Catholic education, so it really pays off. So I see all these people that are in Catholic education that, are doing all these really awesome things.
Well, and there's so many people from Fort Wayne at Bishop Luers coming down here. So
yeah.
I recognize so many people anyways.
There really are. There is a big Luers group down here. So it's really kind of cool. So it's great. And actually, Jill and I were in the in the homeroom together, because we were both in student government. And Bishop Luers, they have their student government people all in one homeroom, which was great. So we had, all different classes. So that was very cool. So that was kind of a cool thing that happened
to
us.
A common background.
Yes, yes. So Jill, tell us a little bit about, now, did you grow up Catholic? I'm guessing you did.
I did. I'm a cradle Catholic.
Okay.
Obviously in Fort Wayne. And then I went to a Catholic grade school, Catholic high school, and a Catholic college. I went to St. Mary's up in Notre Dame.
Oh, good for you. I didn't know that.
I did.
Well, that's really cool. And now you're at Guerin. Now, what are you doing at Guerin?
So at Guerin Catholic, I am in the admissions department. I'm an assistant there. And we have so much fun in that department, because we get to see the kids who are thinking about going to Guerin Catholic. So we get to talk with the parents. We get to see the kids come in when they do a shadow day in eighth grade. Plus, a lot of the kids come to the high school events. Either they have an older brother or sister, or their parents. And just to support either the plays that we have going on or sporting activities. So it's kind of fun. I get to see all that, do it behind the scenes.
Yeah.
For instance, we're hosting a prospective parent breakfast next week. So we get to see all of these parents who are thinking about high school, whether it's here or not.
Yeah, that is really cool. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I was thinking about Camp Purple, which, why don't you tell me what that is? But I was thinking about you and all the things that you did in high school, and I was thinking, well, you're like a really good person to kind of be doing this. We'll get into that. But tell us what Camp Purple, I know.
I'm sure there's people, are they saying purple? Why are they saying purple?
Yeah, why are they saying purple?
They are saying purple because Camp Purple is under Guerin Catholic Golden Eagles, and our colors are purple and gold.
Okay. And for people who maybe haven't heard or don't know about Guerin, tell us what Guerin Catholic High School is, where it is, and a little bit about it.
We're a college prep Catholic high school, and we're located in Noblesville, Indiana, which is at the corner, basically, of 146th Street and Gray Road.
Mm-hmm.
And we are a diocesan high school in Hamilton County. We have... our goal is to have 800 students, so 200 in every grade, mm-hmm. and we are close to that already.
Wow, that's great.
It really is, especially in the fact that we are just now finishing our 14th year.
Yeah.
So we're really young and starting our 15th school year this fall.
That's really awesome.
We're almost to capacity.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
It's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem to have. So, you know, maybe build another one.
You never
expand,
know.
Expand.
You never know. It's the vision of, at that time, Bishop Higgy.
Right.
Who decided, and based on the need and other people saying, we would like to have this.
Yeah.
That's how the school came to be.
And, you know, there's a lot of population up in that area, too. So, and a lot of feeder schools, too. So, you went to St. Henry's, right?
I did.
That's what I thought. Yes. I went to St. John the Baptist. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yes. We're shaking hands here. Now, tell us about Camp Purple. What is Camp Purple? And I know as a mom, and I will say one thing I found out about this in terms of registration, that it's kind of ongoing, but tell us what it is, and then I'll tell you my freak out story as a mom, which is related to this.
All right. Camp Purple basically is a host of enrichment and athletic camps in an environment of a Catholic faith background.
Mm-hmm.
So hosted at Guerin Catholic. And we have close to 17 athletic camps this year, and I think it's 18 enrichment camps. So we have something for everybody.
Yeah.
We really do. If we have a student who just loves to do sports and wants to try them all, mm-hmm. we have that available.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with enrichment. If someone likes to try a cooking class, mm-hmm. a baking class, a sewing, an art class, we have that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we are geared for kindergarten, or I should say rising kindergarten, through eighth grade.
So what's really great about when I looked at the brochure and everything, and let me just reintroduce you right now because we're right about that time. We're talking with Jill Fulstrom. She works in admissions at Guerin Catholic High School, and we're talking about Camp Purple, which is a summer camp enrichment and sports camp. Did I say that right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So what I really thought is great about it is that a lot of summer camps are really just geared towards athletics. Talking about the athletic aspect of it, what's nice about a camp is that maybe you want to try a new sport, but you maybe don't want to try out for it, you know, in mm-hmm. the school year. So
yes.
Talk a little bit about that, and can you tell me what are all the different things that are being offered in terms of the sport? We'll look at the sports side first, and then we'll talk about the enrichment side. Let's
Sounds
do it
perfect.
That way.
Well, we are lucky enough to have all of our coaches for all the different sports at Guerin Catholic put on a camp.
Okay.
So they can have it in the morning or the afternoon, based on their availability. And what's really great is that a lot of their players, current players for their teams, mm-hmm. are the counselors. So they are part, they're helping to bring the younger community mm-hmm. up into the sport. And you do not have to, you know, be the all-time scorer mm-hmm. to come to our camp. If this is the first time you're going to try basketball mm-hmm. or lacrosse is an up-and-coming sport, let me try that. Come. You do not have to have a background if you want to try out for one of these camps. So all people are welcome.
So I'm sure the camps are like, you know, K through 3 or whatever.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to put like...
We would not do that. We do break them up by age group, skill level. So, yeah, we're not going to put a little first grader with an eighth grader. So that, though they might be on the same field at the same time, mm-hmm. they will be separated.
Okay.
They'll be separated. And, again, based on age group and skill level.
Okay, so if someone's tuning in and they want to know, like, how to register, because I want to kind of give that information, mm-hmm. How they can register, can you give that right now, like how they would go about registering?
The easiest way to do that is go online to GuerinCatholic.org.
Okay.
And then when you get to our homepage, mm-hmm. you will see right in the middle of your sheet, sign up for Camp Purple, enrichment and athletic camps.
And I went there and it was pretty easy to find. So, because sometimes I will go there just to make sure that it's easy to find when you're directing people to go someplace. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that they can find their way pretty well. So talk a little bit more about the athletic camps. Like, what are some of the other ones? You mentioned lacrosse and basketball. What else? Mm-hmm.
We have girls softball, boys and girls basketball, track and field. We have a cheer camp,
yeah,
which is
really
fun.
And you did that.
I did do that.
I knew that Jill was a
and tennis. Yes. So that was fun. So I really do enjoy seeing all the camps that we have.
Are you helping out with any of the, are you doing the cheer camp or anything?
No, Bridget. That was a long time ago.
You can still do it.
But it's fun to go watch them. Yeah. I really do enjoy that.
And you're like, I know what you're doing there.
Yes.
You can give them pointers, right?
Oh, no. Again, long time ago, but that was fun.
Yes.
But now in my role as a coordinator for Camp Purple, I do get to go to all the different camps
mm-hmm.
because we do, we're behind the scenes with registration. We make sure that the coaches and the instructors have the roster, have everything that they need.
Mm-hmm.
But then during the week, I get to go around to all the different camps that we offer and see how it's going, see mm-hmm. how the campers are enjoying their experience, anything we could have done differently in terms of maybe room size or mm-hmm. anything like that.
So you're kind of, analyzing, mm-hmm. Kind of reading the room and seeing how things are going and kind of in your mind thinking, okay, well, this is going really great. This room there, we had too many kids, that
exactly.
kind of stuff, right?
Exactly.
And it's really good to have somebody like that that can really kind of assess that in real time so that they can, start making notes for the next year.
Yep, or change it on the spot for the next day.
That's
so
even
we can
better.
Do that. Exactly. So if we needed to have a bigger room for, let's say, an art camp,
mm-hmm.
or if we needed to have cheer camp at a different location,
mm-hmm.
and they want to have a room with a door that goes outside for the ease, mm-hmm. we'll make that happen right away. So
that's
just
great.
Assessing everything, what's going on, and make changes on the spot as needed. So that's good.
And so in terms of, it looks like we're going to take a real quick break right here, and we'll be right back talking more about Camp Purple. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Had enough cold weather and snow? Well, put winter behind you. Sign up now for the Catholic Radio Indy annual golf outing. It's coming up on Tuesday, May 22nd at the Plum Creek Golf Club in Carmel. It's a great day, beginning with Mass at 11 a.m., followed by lunch, golf, prizes, and a great dinner. The gold level underwriter for this event is Marion Financial Partners. Holy Rosary Parish is our Silver Plus underwriter, and Thurston Springer Financial is our Silver Level underwriter. There'll be an all-American grill buffet for lunch and delicious chicken and barbecue ribs for dinner. Plus, at the dinner, Chris Ballard, general manager of the Colts, will let you know all about the upcoming season. There's plenty of room for foursomes and for individual golfers. Foursomes are $450, individual golfers $125. Plus, there's opportunities for sponsorships as well. All proceeds benefit Catholic Radio Indy. To sign up, visit catholicradioindy.org or call us at 317-870-8400.
Catholic Radio Indy
keeps Jesus at the center of our day all day long by having those words in the background.
It touches lives. It does every day.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and I'm here with my guest, Jill Fullstrom. She is working in admissions at Guerin Catholic High School, and we're talking about Camp Purple Summer Camp. And actually, it's kind of interesting there's more than just Camp Purple. There's Camp Invention.
Mm-hmm.
Camp Invention and Indy Tech Camp. Talk about those. What are those?
Absolutely. So Camp Purple is like the umbrella
okay.
in which we have all the camps underneath.
Okay.
And Camp Invention is a camp that we bring from the outside into Guerin Catholic under Camp Purple. And Camp Invention is our first full-day camp. All of our other camps are half-day,
mm-hmm.
and then Camp Invention starts from 9 until 3:30.
Okay.
And Camp Invention is...
Yeah, tell us what that is, what's going on there, because that sounds really fun.
It's really fun. And if you were within the age group, I would want you to register.
I'm still mentally in the age group, so I might want to come anyway.
Well, I think everybody kind of thinks they're an inventor. You always think,
yeah.
Gee, I have this great idea, I should do something with it, but I don't know where to start, how to do it. Is that what we're talking about here?
Oh, yeah. You're going to make things. You're going to invent things. Be creative. So what we do, we partner with the National Inventors Hall of Fame to put on Camp Invention. So we have different modules that we get teachers from our deanery schools, and they have different modules in which they teach. So this coming summer, we're going to have Optibot. So our campers are going to make a little robot that is, you know, LED related, and they have the whole week to create this little robot that they get to keep and take home. Another one is robotic pet vet. You're going to have, I know, I mean, it's so clever.
Yeah.
And what these kids do with the materials they are given is incredible. So I love going to check out those. Another mod mini mansion.
So they're
going to make, they're going to use different mirrors and have different designs that they make. And everyone's different. You're just given tools and some direction and just let the kids go and invent.
Have
and put
fun.
Things together.
What a blast.
It really is. So it's an all-day event. We have great teachers. The kids are awesome. And we have up to 100 kids already registered for Camp Invention.
So for Camp Invention, what are the age groups for that?
That is, again, rising first graders, in this case, until rising fifth graders.
Oh, that's really awesome.
It really is a great program. And then we also have a half-day invention project. That's very similar, but it's for the older kids, so for 6th through 8th grade. And then we're also bringing in from the outside Indie STEM Camp, which has the Minecraft.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a huge, huge popular program that a lot of the kids are playing.
And there's actually a lot of, you know, applications, not like apps, not computer apps, but there's a lot of things that you can do that there's transferable skills in those kind of building modules so that it's not just a game.
Right. It is learning within the system. So they're putting engineering skills to use, and they're doing it in a fun way. For instance, our Minecraft camp, this is going to have an interactive ancient world in which they're, for lack of a better word, I forget the little people that are called in there.
I can visualize them, but I don't know what they're called.
I don't know either. I'll have to find that out. And then I'll come back on the show.
Little robots or something like that. Little Minecraft guys. Let's call them that.
But they go on different quests and adventures, and you have to use different skills to get from one place to the other and know what's going on behind that. And they get to design and create this virtual empire.
Yeah.
And so it's a fun way to learn different skills from a technology perspective. And these are STEM classes, which a lot of parents are looking for their kids. Camp Invention is as well. We have another one at Guerin Catholic Camp Purple, the VEX Robotics Camp we're having, and that is our student engineering class and our robotics class, and they're putting that on.
Now you mentioned STEM camp several times, and I should know, but I never get it right. Science, technology,
engineering.
Engineering and mathematics?
Mathematics.
All right.
Yes.
Science, technology, engineering, mathematics. Okay.
And that's really popular in terms of like really grooming you know, young people for those type of careers. So it's, you know, the exposure to that is going younger and younger because, you know, the United States really wants to get people that are, you know, going that way.
It really is. And that's why we have the younger age groups for those type of camps, which is great too. And then I know a lot of colleges are looking for more women who are interested in the STEM classes as well. I know a lot of guys are in there already, but they're trying to get more women involved in that area. So we have some of our instructors and counselors we're getting some of the girls from Guerin Catholic to do that, which is wonderful. I love getting them involved.
Yeah.
Now, is each of these camps offered one time, or are they offered like for a week and then a different group of kids the next week and the next week and the next week, or how does it work?
It depends on the camp, actually. So we do have, for instance, the Minecraft camp. We have two sessions in June and two in July. So we're a 6-week Camp Purple tenure, if you will, in terms of the summer.
And what's really, and getting back to the freak out joke, the mom freak out joke that I was having earlier, is when I was looking at what am I going to do this summer, you know, for my kids, I was looking at, you know, oh no, because it's May and oh my gosh, I need to get something planned. And I was so excited to see that my stress level just went down significantly when I looked at Camp Purple, because you can register. There isn't like one firm deadline, like you got to have everything in by, you know, May 15th or, you know, May 30th or whatever. Talk about that and how the registration dates kind of move throughout the summer.
We're very lucky because of the system that we have. It will allow us to keep the registration open until we put the deadline on it. It could be the Saturday before the Monday camp starts. Mm-hmm. Because we know parents are so busy and the kids' schedule changes all the time. Mm-hmm. So we want to be flexible enough that you can schedule for a camp a week before the camp starts, 2 days before the camp starts, or even a month before the camp starts. So we don't have the firm deadline for all the camps.
And what's great about that is that, you know, I've had my kids in various activities where for some reason it got canceled, you know, mm-hmm. You got your refund, but now it's like, what are they going to do? And you're looking for something else. I usually like to have them home with me and make them do crafts, make them do crafts and clean and all that kind of stuff.
Clean?
Yeah,
Mom,
make them
it's
clean.
A summer.
I know they would like you. They said, don't make me clean, Mom. So in terms of organizing this, or I guess from the organization standpoint behind the scenes, mm-hmm. and how does a person or a mom or a parent plan which ones to go to, I guess. So there's two questions there. Mm-hmm. What's involved in the planning from the behind the scenes? Like, how long does it take to put this on? And then on the other side of that is, how does a parent decide which one to planning for attending? Mm-hmm.
In terms of planning, we start probably the week after camp ends in mm-hmm. the summer, and we have a debrief meeting.
Okay.
So we get with all of the people who are working with the instructors and the counselors, and we sit down and say, okay, what worked? What do we need to change? How can we make it better for next year? So we're doing that while everyone's mind is fresh.
Absolutely.
And we take notes on that and, you know, think of how we can go forward. And then that's probably in the August time frame, August, September. Mm-hmm. Then I get with the camp instructors and counselors again, probably in November time frame, mm-hmm. so that we can secure what they want to instruct. And we do know things change in the meantime, but at least we have a good baseline to start then. And before Christmas, we want to have everything, okay, we're going to be good to go. So after Christmas, we'll be able to finalize our descriptions, get the dates solidified, make sure that we have the rooms and the gym scheduled, and then we hope to go live with our registration February 1st. That's always the goal.
That's great, because mm-hmm. that's plenty early for people that really can plan. Now, before I ask you the other question, or before you answer the question, I'm dying to know about this Art for the Heart mm-hmm. camp, and just how the camps really facilitate the spiritual formation, not just the activity, but the spiritual formation of the student or children that are coming.
Absolutely. So Art from the Heart is a great one. Kathleen Brenner is the teacher for that, and she has been teaching this camp since Camp Purple started 5 years ago, and she is a teacher at St. Louis de Montfort.
All right.
So most of our instructors for the enrichment camps especially are from one of our feeder schools, which would be St. Louis de Montfort, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, Our Lady of Grace, and St. Maria Goretti.
Now, do children have to come from those parishes only, or?
They do not. As a matter of fact, I have statistics, and we have quite a few people. Almost, looks like a third of our campers came from non-Catholic background or mm-hmm. faith-based
and that's
schools.
A great way to, expose them to both the Catholic faith and Garen.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's a way to evangelize. Mm-hmm. Now, you had two other things you want to talk about, the perks of the camp and
yes.
your partner. So let me throw those out, because we've got about 4 minutes left, and I want to make sure we get to those.
Got it. Absolutely. So as a camper, not only will you get a Camp Purple t-shirt,
yes.
which you guys can guess what the color of the shirt will probably be.
Hey, it's purple. Get that right?
Yes.
And Jill's wearing purple, by the way. I forgot to wear my purple today.
I had to wear it. Yeah. I have to. So they will then get not only their t-shirt and the fun activities that go on, but they'll also get what's called a Nest Pass.
Okay.
And this pass is a laminated credit card size on a Garen Catholic lanyard, mm-hmm. and it allows these campers then to go to any of our on-campus sporting or fine arts events for free.
For the next year?
For the next year.
That is a perk.
And it has their name on it. And
that's cool.
The year. So they do get that, and that is just priceless. And it's fun then to see all these campers come back to camp, to
right.
our campus, and see them in a football game or a basketball or a play. And it's fun for me to say, you were a Camp Purple camper. I know mm-hmm. you. And you recognize these faces year after year, which is great.
And you're really building that community, you know?
Yes.
Which is great.
And that's one of our goals.
Absolutely.
And then we're also partnering this year with St. Vincent Sports Performance.
Okay.
So our athletic camps that have the higher grade levels, like 6th, 7th, and 8th, they are coming specifically for the first 30 minutes of their camp to do fitness, strength, and and training, if you will, for the first 30 minutes to ensure that they're doing it the right way. They're doing it in a way in which it's going to help their body for that sport.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. So if someone were maybe on the fence out there thinking, should I do this? Should I not do this? Or should I sign my child up? What advice would you give them?
First of all, I would say yes. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't know, give us a try. Why not?
Yeah.
And then if they do want to go online, they will see all of our options that we do have for athletics and enrichment. They'll see what time it is, the description for each one, and the registration form is right there. Very easy to do. If you have one child, five children, you could do it all at once online.
So what kind of a impact has being a part of this and being a part of Garen Catholic kind of had on your faith? I know you've been there, 5 years now?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of an impact has that made on you, like just being in that community?
It's priceless because you can go down the hall and there's a chapel right there. And when
it's a beautiful
go in there,
chapel too.
Oh, we're so lucky. We're very fortunate. But I love walking in there and I see it filled with other students, mm-hmm. other teachers, people from the community come in to go to Mass because we have daily Mass there.
At 10, right? 10 a.m. or is it
10:25?
10:25, mm-hmm. Okay.
To 11 o'clock.
I'm always early, right?
You're good. No, I love the fact that you're even knew that. That's great. But I love students saying the prayer before every class. I love it over the PA system in the morning and the afternoon. And you're free to say things about your faith and not worry about what other people might hear.
Yeah. Or the backlash, potentially.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
You can be who you are. You can be Catholic openly and freely,
easily,
right?
And opening.
And,
yeah.
and be supported in that and groomed and, you mm-hmm. know, foster mm-hmm. that faith so that you can bring that to other people, right? Like, that's what we're supposed
yes.
to be doing, right?
And that's what we, and it builds a community.
Absolutely.
It is priceless.
So we've been talking with Jill Falstrom from Garen Catholic about Camp Purple. And for more information, can you give that website one more time?
Absolutely. It's GarenCatholic.org. That's our homepage. And right in the middle of the homepage, you will see the link to click on for Camp Purple. And if you have any other questions, please email at camps@GarenCatholic.org.
Thanks so much for being my guest, Jill. God bless.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bridget. I appreciate it.
You bet.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim@CatholicRadioIndy.org.